All right.
Episode 10, War Stories. So, I want to hear what you thought about this episode, but I'd like to state up front that I had sent you a Slack direct message yesterday after I watched this episode. And I forget, I don't have it in front of me, and I forget exactly how I phrased it, but basically the message was, I, Casey, really liked this episode a lot, but I'm fearful that it has pushed you, Mike, too far, and that you will find it too dark or too intense, and you will end up not liking it. So with that...
What specifically do you think? Like, is it the torture stuff?
Like, the torture stuff to some degree, the thought that, you know, Wash or Mal may not come back from things. I just felt like a lot of it was a bit intense. And I enjoy, like, I loved it. This is a tremendous episode in my mind. And I think the reason I love it so much is because I feel like we see a lot of character development across many different characters. But I would not fault you if you said to me, no, this was too dark. I didn't care for it.
No, I liked it. And I think I've led you down a garden path with last time.
Okay, how so?
Because I mentioned that I didn't like the violence in it.
Yep.
But I don't have a problem with violence in this show, but it has to do something to further the story. Otherwise, okay. What's the point?
Sure.
Right? And in the previous episode, the violence was too aggressive and too graphic.
I agree.
In a way that was unnecessary. But if there is going to be torture, well, I expect that to be horrible and violent. Right? Like, because otherwise, what's the point? Like, I can't believe the torture unless there's torture. Right? Like, if he's going in there and Mal's being tickled with a feather, right? Like, I'm not going to believe that he's in any peril of ratting out where everybody is, right? Like, that's just not going to happen, right? Like, that's... Although, to be honest, I say that, there actually was no purpose to the torture, right? Like, the guy... I don't remember the guy's name. What I have referred to as evil Eastern European. Because that's, like, the only rough area we can place this guy to.
Sure.
What was his Nisko, did you say?
Nisko, N-I-S-K-A.
Nisko. He didn't really seem to have a purpose to the torture, which I did find a bit strange, because it was like, what's he getting out of this?
So that's not entirely true. So they didn't do a very good job explaining it, especially if you're going multiple weeks between episodes. But do you remember one of the first episodes? I think it was the train job. They abort the mission when they realize that they're like stealing medicine or something like that, which is funny because of what they do later on. But do you know what I'm thinking of? They're on the train and they like realize, oh, it's a bunch of medicine or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And they abort it. And then the like thugs come to get them, and they end up killing all the thugs except one. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Like one of the thugs, they kick. I think Mal kicks him and he gets sucked into the Firefly's engine and just like disintegrates. Mm-hmm. That was Nisko that sent them to do it. And that was Niska's thugs that were killed. And so my understanding is he's enacting his revenge for standing him up on his job and killing all of his thugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I remembered it was him. But, like, I figured that, like, torture...
It was not well explained.
Typically is to some end, right? Like, but I remember that he was... because they also do a bit of flashbacky stuff. Like, they try and establish it. But, like, I see what you're saying. He's just, like... He's just to show how evil he is. He doesn't just kill you. He tortures you, right?
Right.
And it was kind of... You know what I mean? But it was kind of just, like, what is he getting? But, you know... Do you know what... Like, other than... Mm-hmm. I guess it's just... Satisfaction...
Yeah, and I think they also touched on the fact that Nisko wanted to be known as being ruthless, and so part of what he was doing was specifically intended to like make waves in that. Oh, did you hear what Nisko did to Malcolm Reynolds? So that Malcolm Reynolds, he tortured him to death, and blah blah blah. And so some of it, they kind of like gloss over it, which is funny because it's kind of critical to the point of the episode, but they don't perseverate on it very much. They're just kind of like, oh yeah, he wants to make a name for himself, and then they move on. And if you're not paying close attention, it would be easy to miss.
So it's a bit of a shame for me at the beginning of the episode when there's just like nothing for Ritha, right? There's just like no miracle cure, and the best is that she's sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the episode goes on, I mean, it could be argued that she is finding a way to tap into something, and that maybe there's something happening here, that like Tam, in helping her focus, is turning her into a deadly weapon. But and like, oh, maybe that's what it is.
Right, right.
Maybe that's what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to weaponize her. Huh, okay, okay.
What did you think about Jane's gift of apples? Did you catch that?
Do you know I didn't catch it? That was Jane.
Okay. Yeah, so they had.
I heard them say that he was being generous with his cut, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that that necessarily meant he was buying the apples. But yeah, I see that now.
And so that to me was, you know, him like, you know, paying penance for trying to like sell everyone out last.
He's guilty.
Episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it shows later on, right, where like he is incredibly eager to go and help.
Yeah.
Right, where like, and everyone's kind of surprised at just how eager he is to go and help get Mal and Wash back, because he's guilty.
Yep,
or he's trying to prove something. But either way, it's the same thing.
Right. As usual for the last few episodes, I've just copied down a bunch of quotes. One which I loved, especially given the ridiculous times in which we live, was when Shepherd Book said, and it was very early on, one of the first lines of the show: "A government is a body of people, usually notably ungoverned." Which I thought was very interesting. Like, the government is ungoverned, mm-hmm. and that's what kind of defines it as the government, which I just thought was very, very well written.
Well, yeah, it's funny, but there's no other way that could work, right? Because who would the governing body of the government be governed by, right? And it just goes on forever. Like, it has to stop.
Yeah. I also liked that when Mal said about 50% of the human race is middleman, which I thought, there's something to be said for that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What did you think of the marital issues?
I was concerned about it initially because it was like, where is this coming from? But I liked the way that it all ended up playing out, especially where, like, obviously, you know, Wash just kind of went off the reservation. I feel like that, you know, like his whole reaction to the initial situation was kind of all just a little bit like he went too far too quick. Mm-hmm. And again, that is the Firefly problem, right? Like, they needed to get him to a point, so they sped it up. Right, and his overreaction came on real. It's not unheard of for people to react like that, but he had shown no tendencies before of being somebody to really heavily overreact to things. But he did, and it ended up playing out right. Like, I liked my favorite thing about, like, because he's like, whatever, like, they're having arguments. I really didn't care for the whole, like, what would Zoe do in this moment scene? Like, it was just like, okay, this is going on way too long and it's not very entertaining. But I really liked when you're thinking that Mal's just being an idiot and he's like just trying to rile up Wash, because he's being hot-headed. But then you realize that he's riling him up to keep him alive. And it's like, oh my God, you're such a complex character.
I know, right? Wasn't that awesome?
I loved it. Loved it. Really loved it. And I loved right at the end when, like, Zoe and Mal are making fun of Wash. You know, they're like, oh, we have to make love. Let's do it now. Like, that was really good. I liked that as well.
Yeah.
I liked Book. We're finally getting some payoff for Shepherd Book.
Mm-hmm.
He quotes Sun Tzu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, so does our Eastern European friend, whose name I've forgotten again.
Niska.
They both quote Sun Tzu. Now, is Sun Tzu the Art of War person, or is it meant to be like the Art of War person? Because that's Sun Tzu, right? And they pronounce it slightly differently. But if it's not, then they're like, you know, that I've written Sun Tzu down in my notes, but I don't think they say it like that. So I think it's meant to evoke the Art of War. Is it Art of War?
So they pronounced it as Shan Yu in the book.
That's
in the episode.
Yeah.
And that is,
but it's Sun Tzu is that's who they're talking about, right? Like, I mean, they may be talking about this character. They obviously talk about this character, but they are trying to evoke from us in our time the Art of War is what I think they're trying to evoke in us.
And this person is apparently, or was apparently, a real person, but it is not the Art of War person, from what I can tell.
Okay. Then I stand horrifically corrected.
Well, but I got the same read of it that you did, that it was that kind of a thing. But But yeah, apparently this person was a real person and they were a warlord. But I'm just looking this up as we're on the air. So I'm not going to do it justice by trying to discover like what this was all about, but apparently it was a real person.
And okay, fair enough. I stand corrected.
I assumed it was fabricated as well, actually, or I shouldn't say as well, but I assumed it was fabricated. As it turns out, perhaps not.
Well, anyway, let's just assume that what they're trying to bring from us is that idea of the art of war, that kind of thing. But anyway, yeah, I like that. And then obviously the fact that he is just a crack shot.
Yeah, yeah. I love the writing in this episode. Like, some of the lines were so good. I thought the fight between Zoe and Wash was particularly well written. You know, at one point, Wash says, you know, you tend to agree with Mal or have to. And to which Zoe replies not long after, you're losing the higher ground here, sweet cakes, which was a very Zoe thing to say, to like using a war analogy. And then eventually Wash says, what this marriage needs is one less husband. Right now, it's kind of crowded. Which I thought was very well put. And then later on, Mal, when he kind of steps in the middle of it, unknowingly, I'm lost, I'm angry, and I'm armed. I just thought that was the funniest line. Oh, God, it was so good. What did you think about Inara and her client?
I mean, it was greatly done, right? Like, it's, you know, it was a great bait and switch. There's going to be a, was it like a counselor or a governor or something? And then this dude comes on, and then it turns out the dude is just a security guard, and like, shock horror, everybody, it's a woman, right? Yeah. Like, and you know, and it's like, and it's all, you know, it's nicely done and it's tastefully done, and they don't go too far in any direction with it. And they make a bunch of dumb jokes with Jane and like blah 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 blah, right? Like, it's like, okay,
to that end, had you heard the phrase "I'll be in my bunk" before this, you watch this episode? Because that is one of the like classically quoted lines from the entire series.
I don't know, like, I mean, if I would have heard it, I would have understood what it meant the same way that I understood the difference, right? Like, I would have understood what it meant, right? Like, in the same way that I understood what Jane meant.
Right. Coming back to the torture and what you were saying earlier about Mal riling Wash up, I actually feel like before the torture started, they were just cross with each other. And here again, another great like fight that was well written. You know, Wash says, no matter how bad it gets, you two always come back with the stories. And later he says, you know, but that's just my point. She obeys. There's obeying going on right under my nose, which I thought was hilarious. But my favorite of those lines were Mal saying to Wash, you know, there's plenty of orders of mine that she doesn't obey. And you can tell they're like really fired up with each other at this point. And it seems to me that this is during the genuine time, not like when what you were saying earlier, when Mal was riling him up just to keep him alive. So Mal says, there's plenty of orders of mine she doesn't obey. And Wash yells back at him, name one. And so Mal screams back, she married you. And it was like, oh, wow. Oh, this is taking a turn that I was not entirely expecting. And I thought that was super, super well done.
Yeah, and then the cutting off of Mal's ear was fine, but they found like a magical device that put it back on again. Yeah, and then everyone kind of like, you know, he goes, that, you know, they're gone for too long, and then everybody arms up to get him back, right? Because they bargain for Mal. I like that when Zoe comes on board and like there's just no argument. Like the evil guy tries to make Zoe choose, and she chooses to save Wash before he even finishes the sentence, which was like, that's a really nice way to resolve that conflict, right? Like, just prove a point to him, and like that should resolve it because he was overreacting and like would see that with clarity, and he did. And so that was nice. And and then what is it? So they're in the gun shoot, and then River, just out of nowhere, she just shoots three people with her eyes closed. And she says, no, just okay, I wrote it down, but I may get it a little bit incorrect. No power in the verse can stop me.
Well, do you know why she said that? Because I believe it was Kaylee said that exact same line earlier in the episode. I forget what the context was, but she was parroting Kaylee's line back to Kaylee. I'm almost sure that's right. We'll get feedback if it's not, but I'm pretty darn sure that's right. I forget what the context was when Kaylee said it, but that's what that was about. And it was supposed to play like both ways, right? It's supposed to play as, oh, haha, she's just using that line again, but also like, oh my God, no, really. She just took out three dudes without looking.
Yeah, because then Kaylee's scared of her, right? Because at the beginning of the episode, they're playing.
Right, exactly. Oh, I think that was during the play. Like Kaylee, when she was successful, said, no power in the verse can stop me. I think that's what it was when she like got the apple. You know, when she grabbed the apple or whatever it was. You also skipped over, and understandably, another favorite quote of mine. Zoe says to Book, don't the Bible have some pretty specific things to say about killing? To which Book, without blinking an eye, says, quite specific, but it's a bit fuzzier on the subject of kneecaps, which...
Yeah, and they shoots book. Everyone in the kneecaps. That's
yeah.
what he does.
Yeah, it's a very Shepherd Book thing to do. And he's clearly a reformed religious person because he's got an encyclopedic knowledge of like guns and the Alliance and things of that nature. So he shows a lot
of knowledge about guns in this one. Is it? And if someone says you have a lot of guns in the monastery or whatever it was, I think he's saying it to Jane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I also loved after it was all over, Mal was asking Simon, you know, how did you reconcile shooting people with the fact that you're like a doctor whose entire purpose in life is to save people? And eventually Book says to him, well, I was there, son, and I don't think you've shot anyone yet. In other words.
Oh, yeah, that was incredible. I loved that line so much. Yeah, that was it was absolutely fantastic. I really, really like that.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, that made me laugh a lot.
I also like some of Mal's retorts to like when he's being tortured, you know, like, you died, Mr. Reynolds. It seemed like the thing to do.
So yeah, good. This is a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's another good one, another solid one. Man, I see why people love this show so much. Like, I mean, as I stand here now, we're 10 episodes in, like, Firefly is not one of my favorite TV shows of all time, right? But I can see why people absolutely love it, because I am thoroughly enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Like, I am really, really enjoying it. It is a great show. And so I can see how it becomes a cult show, right? Like, I can see that.
Sure.
Because there's also the mystique around the fact that it's canceled, and it's a good show, but it got canceled, and it's a science fiction show that does some different interesting things.
Right.
Like, there's a lot to it where I can see how it's gotten the kind of status that it's gotten. But, like, it is very good. It is very, 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 very good. And I'm very keen to see where the rest of it leads.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also have to understand that when it was really, really popular... After it aired, but before it became like this unbelievable cult classic, there was this like window of time where what would end up happening is you would have a friend that would be like, hey, did you ever see Firefly? And you'd be like, I don't even know what that is. And it was before it was like common currency for all card carrying nerds to have to love Firefly. You know what I mean? Like, there was this window of time where it was still kind of like the secret. Like, what was the movie you asked me to watch with the band, with the fuzzy, furry, whatever band? Nick Nora's Infinite Playlist and the band that they all liked. What was the name of the band?
Where's Fluffy?
Yeah, Where's Fluffy? It was like that, right? Where like it was not globally understood that everyone loved Where's Fluffy. But if you knew Where's Fluffy and you liked Where's Fluffy, you were all right. And that's where a lot of us learned about this, was when it was still kind of like the quiet, like, hey man, do you know about Firefly? Because I know about Firefly. And then, no, I don't, tell me more. And the next thing you know, that person's like, hey, you know about Firefly, you know, and just spreading it that way.
Yeah, I can see that.
You having come to it a little later, I'm still glad you're watching it. I'm still glad you're enjoying it. But I think you missed out on a little bit of that like clandestine, hey, I know something and you know something that not a lot of other people know.
And it may have not actually ended up the way it is if it would have been released today.
Yeah, yeah, probably not. But so I thought it was a great episode. The next one, what is it called? I think it's called Trash, episode 11. This is interesting, and I am curious to see what you, I know I say this every time, but I'm very curious to see what you think of this one, because we revisit something from our past in this one. So it should be good.
All right.
All right. Until next time, nothing in the verse can stop me, Mike.